Okay then, so let's switch our attention now to domestic cricket because, of course, Derbyshire County Cricket Club have already got their season underway, and Chesterfield Cricket Club will be about to start their competitive season very, very soon. In fact, it starts on Sunday this weekend. So I'm delighted to say we're now joined by the Chesterfield Cricket Club chairman, Nigel Mallander, once again. Nigel, first of all, have you wintered well?
Nice to see you, Matt. Yes, we have. We're been very busy as always and raring to go for Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, well, first question, Nigel, and I'm sure there'll be lots to go through here. What's been the big developments then at Chesterfield Cricket Club over the winter? Because, as ever, well, throughout the years, it always seems like there's always a lot happening in between seasons. But what are the main developments at the club that you can tell our listeners about this time around?
Yeah, it's quite ironic, Matt, actually, because I often get comments from people saying, "Oh, I bet you're glad of the rest over the winter months." But actually, that's probably when we're at our most busiest. First of all, how do you follow a season like last year? It was just the most phenomenal achievement for the club, double league title winners, and I'm absolutely delighted still for the captains Harry and Adam and all the hard-working playing group and coaches and actually the off-field team as well, because you can't have a strong on-field team without the solid foundations off it. But what have we been up to? Well, we've strengthened in a couple of places. We didn't want to bring in a raft of new players because the lads who got us promoted and those two double league titles, they deserve the opportunity both in Division Three with the second team and the Premier League with the first team. So we've kept the nucleus of the squad in place. We've added to it by bringing in Martin Anderson, who is formerly of Middlesex, now of Derbyshire, and he'll play for Chesterfield when his county commitments permit. We've also brought in a really good player called Eddie Alcock, who joins us from Killamarsh. He's not played for 3 or 4 years, but he's got a great pedigree of scoring runs at the top level in the Bassett Law League, and we feel he's going to be a wonderful addition on and off the field. We've re-engaged Ben Slater, a homegrown county player. Ben's a huge part of the club and he'll be available when Notts County commitments permit. Overseas lads, Kamara's coming back. Kamara Wijenayake, our Sri Lankan overseas player. He made such a positive impact last season, as everybody knows, not just on the field but off it. He arrived earlier in the week, and I'm thankful to say it's an awful lot warmer for him right now than it was this time last
Yeah.
year. I actually met up with him on his first day over here, and he wasn't wearing gloves this time, and he had a short sleeve shirt on, which is a great sign. So Kamara's over here; he's raring to go. We've got Matt Taylor returning from a winter down under in Australia. Zaroob's played a bit of cricket over in Pakistan whilst he's been visiting his relatives. So plenty going on there from a cricket on-field point of view, but we're also working hard on the pathway, bringing our juniors through, focusing on that, bringing them into the senior team. We've had hybrid wickets put in. We've got a new women's and girls section coming in as well. So yeah, we've been really, really busy, Matt.
Yeah, just give us a bit more detail about the new women's and girls program because I did notice that on your socials, I think a couple of days ago, with some information there. Of course, women's cricket keeps growing year by year and it gets more and more recognition, it gets more and more media coverage. For any of our listeners who might be interested in that or they have kids that could be interested in that, what are the details on that new program?
Yeah, you're right. It's growing so quickly, Matt. It's the biggest area of growth in cricket. Chesterfield Cricket Club have actually supported women's cricket for over 50 years. We hosted a match at the first ever Women's World Cup in 1973, and have hosted several high profile women's games since then. We have, of course, also played the leading role in bringing the Blaze top level domestic cricket, that is, to Chesterfield, and I'm really chuffed to say that they're going to be coming back again in this season in 2025. But as far as our own women's and girls are concerned, we've had many women and girls play in our senior and junior teams over the years. It just seemed like the next logical step. And what I would say on it is whether somebody's listening to this and they're an experienced women or girls player, they're completely new to the game, or they're someone that's just after having some fun, making some new friends, then our club, Chesterfield Cricket Club, is the place to be. We can offer, the most beautiful ground in the county. We've got structured coaching, we've got fantastic facilities, and we've got a friendly, social, inclusive club. So I would say come and join us. This year is going to be all about entering teams into softball festivals dotted around North Derbyshire. We're hosting one ourselves on Sunday, the 27th of July. So I would encourage other clubs around the area to support that and actually take up the opportunity that they've got of playing on the world famous Queen's Park. And we'll be doing the same. We plan to enter a team into softball festivals at the likes of Ashover and Pillsley and one or two other places. So it's been a really exciting development. And just to a final comment on that I think the nice thing about having relationships with the likes of the Blaze is that we're just in the process of organising some coaching sessions with the Blaze at the moment, whereby they're going to send some of their professional players up to Chesterfield towards the end of May, and do some coaching with our women and girls. So it's a really exciting growth area for our club and the game.
Now, of course, you just mentioned there before you play your home games at the wonderful Queen's Park. How's that pitch looking? Because I imagine the pitch must be in much better conditions than what it was 12 months ago. Obviously, nothing in terms of what you could do. The rainfall was just absolutely insane 12 months ago, and it impacted so many different cricket grounds. But even as we're recording this now, it's bright sunshine here where I am, and the pitch must be in fine condition for the start of this season.
Worlds apart, Matt.
Yeah.
Worlds apart. This time last year, I don't think we were waking up to anything other than rain. And now we've had sort of 3, 4 weeks of constant sunshine, and the groundsmen, bless them, are actually begging the skies to actually give us a little bit of rainfall. We just can't get enough water to our square at the moment. But the ground's looking in fabulous condition. The outfield, if you've been down, it looks like a proper cricket ground. And the first class cricket ground, which is exactly what it is. This time last year, it resembled a mud bath, so it's completely different. The wickets, we've used a different seed over the winter to put a little bit more pace in the wickets. And our first team squad trained on the square last night, and the wicket played superbly. Likewise, in a friendly last Saturday. Against a Staffordshire-based team, they batted first and got 260 runs. So that would tell you that, there's a lot of runs in the wicket, and the ground's looking fabulous. And bring on Sunday, and we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, so let's discuss that opening game of the season. So, if I recall rightly, it's not actually in the league, so in the Derbyshire County Cricket League Premier Division, which of course you've now been promoted to from last season. So, this is a national cup competition, and you're playing a Lincolnshire side called Bracebridge Heath. What's the details of this competition? Is this sort of like a bit like the FA Cup for this level of cricket?
Yeah, I would probably say it's more like the Champions League in some respects.
Oh, lovely.
It's a really good standard of cricket. What you do get with this cup is you get all the best teams from the Premier Divisions up and down the country all playing each other. So it's a real good test for us, because it starts so early in the season as well. It's there's a bit of rust, I think, for all teams. But it'll be a good matchup for us. We entered the competition last year, and we're going to see how we go on Sunday. We'll I think be competitive. They have got a good reputation. They're a strong side, but I understand that they're without their overseas player this coming Sunday, who is a fantastic cricketer. So that should give us a little bit of a boost. Albeit it's always nice to, test yourselves against these better cricketers, and their overseas player is actually a friend of ours as well. So it would have been an interesting matchup that unfortunately we're not going to be able to see. But it's going to be nice to have a competitive fixture, blow the cobwebs off the lads, and they're raring to go. They can't wait to get started now.
And what are the targets for this season? So, as I said before, you're now in the Premier Division of the Derbyshire County Cricket League. Of course, that was the big aim for last season. Is it just to sort of make sure that you retain that status? So you're looking to go even higher. Do you think you've got the you've got it within this team to actually aim higher and maybe look at finishing within the top half of your return to the Premier League?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, Matt. It's one that I've been asked so many times over the winter. How do you follow last season to start with? You know, we've got to be measured in our approach and realize that those types of seasons don't come around all that often. We're stepping up. There is a significant step up from Division One to the Premier League, just like there is actually in any sport. You know, you look at the Championship in football and the step up from the Championship to the Premier League, and it is massive. And I would suggest that will be the case with the Premier League this season. There's so many good sides in the Premier League. There's a lot of good players, county players, ex-county players, overseas players, Derbyshire youngsters. You know, it's going to be a really, really good test for our playing squad. In terms of targets, you always want to do well. You always want to be up there, you know, fighting for the league. But I would say that, you know, that might be a bit ambitious. I'm not going to put any targets down. We want to give a good account of ourselves. That's the main thing. We don't want to just go up and make up the numbers. But at the same time, you know, we are ambitious. That remains the case. We want to keep pushing the club forward on and off the field. We want to re-establish ourselves as a Premier League side this season and just see how we get on. We've got a start where we play in sort of two or three teams who may have similar ambitions to ourselves. So it gives us a good opportunity potentially to get off to a good start where we can find our feet in the league again and see where it takes us from there. But the lads deserve this opportunity. They've worked so hard to get us promoted and get us back into the Premier League. So they'll be doing their utmost to be successful this season.
And just finally, for any listeners that might not have ever been to a Chesterfield Cricket Club game before, so maybe they've seen Derbyshire a few times when they've played at Queen's Park, but never realised that Chesterfield Cricket Club actually play there, you know, for every home game. What sort of is on offer? Because I understand it's a well-stocked bar at all times, but what's also sort of like the details for when he can go there, because is it also free entry to go to these games?
Yes, free entry. It's always free entry at Queen's Park, other than when Derbyshire come along. So I would suggest that if there are people listening to this, come and get involved. We are the town club. We've got the best ground in the county, the most prestigious ground in the county. And we are looking to actually push our membership on, be it playing membership, because everybody is welcome at Chesterfield Cricket Club. You don't have to be invited. I think there's possibly still a conception by some out there that it's an invitation only club. That is not the case. It never has been the case. We are an inclusive family club for all. And I would suggest that if people want to get involved as a player, very, very easy to do so. Come down to Thursday training and you will be made to feel very welcome. In terms of social members, what a great place to spend an afternoon on a Saturday, on a weekend, or an evening like what we're going to have this evening. We're looking for social members to join the club, come and enjoy the afternoon down at the park. You've already hinted at the well-stocked bar. That's absolutely true. We've got a great facilities in the pavilion, and we're going to have some good cricket on show too. Come down and support the cricket club. It's a key part of the town. We're proud to carry the town name. We want to keep pushing forwards and keep actually growing our membership. So do get involved. You'll be made to feel very welcome.
Okay, lovely stuff, Nigel. It's been great speaking to you again. And of course, best of luck to all of Chesterfield Cricket Club's teams ahead of this 2025 season. It promises to be another very interesting and successful one indeed. So thanks for your time, Nigel. And I'm sure we'll speak to you again a little bit later on in the season. Thank you.
Thanks again, Matt.